America's number one adventurer, K-7, former United States secret agent who operated in 22 countries, on land, on sea, and in the air, brings you a story of today. Here is K-7.
An unusual spy plot was recently uncovered on the continent when it was found that the spies of one nation were actually working through their own embassy in another country and were under the orders of the consul representatives. These spies were thus able to travel freely and to even take the information which they had gathered out of the country under the protection of diplomatic passports. My story tells how this master spy, who was also the consul, had laid a plot which boomeranged. John Holbrook will take up at this point.
Thank you, K-7. Our story opens in Yvonne Durell's hotel suite in a large European city. As we begin, Yvonne admits her superior, Special Agent M.
M, you weren't gone long. Is it a new case?
Yes, Yvonne. And it's not going to be easy. Sit down. We're up against something that this country's intelligence department hasn't been able to crack.
That doesn't sound promising, does it?
Yvonne, we've got to trap Auntie Vlada. Ever hear of him?
The name is familiar. Perhaps you or K-7 has mentioned him.
Auntie Vlada is one of the world's cleverest spies. He has worked at one time or other for almost every nation in the world.
Do you know which one he's working for now?
Yes, Yvonne. He's acting for his own country. Yvonne, he's not only in charge of espionage here, but he is also a consul.
A consul? A diplomatic representative?
That's right. He's operating a spy ring directly from the embassy itself. He travels on a diplomatic passport. That means he can cross the border without being searched. You understand now why he hasn't been trapped?
It's fantastic. Why, his spies can visit him at will. In his position as consul, he can even protect them. Have you any plan of action?
Yes. K-7 and the intelligence department, they're cooperating. This call may be the answer. I left word I was coming here. Hello? Oh, yes, K-7. This is Agent M. You say she's under arrest. Good. How about her papers? You have them? That simplifies matters. Yes, I'll come down immediately. Yvonne will be with me. We'll be there in a few minutes. Yvonne, that telephone call may have given us the answer. It looks as if this case was up to you to solve.
What do you mean, Em?
The intelligence department has just arrested a woman spy. They picked her up as she entered the country. Her papers show that she was to report to Auntie Vlada. You're going to take her place.
Embassy building of the spy who was also the consul, two men sat together in earnest conversation. One of them was Auntie Vlada.
Yes, everything is in readiness. This girl shall report within the next few minutes.
You know who she is?
No. Emilia set quarters to send a woman who was no longer of any value to us as an agent.
Yeah, I see.
She is to be sacrificed.
Sacrificed? Well, what do you mean, Auntie?
This afternoon I received this nation's plans for mobilization.
Yes, I know that.
I've got to get him over the border tonight. However, before I leave, I'm going to ruin the reputation of General Bartu.
Oh, it's suspicious, eh?
More than suspicious. He is planning to expose me.
Yeah.
However, I am going to ruin him first. General Batu is head of intelligence service. If I can brand him as a spy, I can break the morale of his entire department.
Yes, but how? How can you succeed?
The plan. The plan is very simple, Paul. I called the general this afternoon. He has agreed to have dinner with me this evening. However, I am not going to be able to attend that dinner. Instead, the general will dine with the woman spy who is on her way here.
Oh. Auntie, I begin to see.
Yes. This woman spy will have the new mobilization plans in her bag. During dinner, she will be arrested by the famous agent, K-7. I've already sent word to K7 that something is breaking tonight. The fact that she is with the general and has the plans, which the government believes only he possesses, will brand the general.
Very clever.
He will probably face court-martial.
Yes, excellent. It should disrupt the entire intelligence service.
It will. But more than that, tonight, at the very time the scandal is breaking, I will leave the country with a copy of the plans. Ah, this may mean she has arrived. Come in.
The young lady is here, sir.
Send her in. Ah. Good evening, mademoiselle.
Good evening.
That will be all. Close the door. You came from headquarters?
Yes. I'm a little late.
No matter. Let me see your papers.
They are here, monsieur.
Yes. They seem to be in order. This is the passport. Mademoiselle, I have a most pleasant task for you tonight. You are to take my place at a small dinner. You will dine with General Bartou, chief of this country's secret service.
The trap was set. Yvonne was given the mobilization plans and told to return across the border with them following her dinner with the general. She, of course, knew nothing of the plan to sacrifice her to ruin the general's reputation. As soon as she had her instructions, she left the embassy and reported directly to Agent M.
Those are the plans which he gave me to take across the border tonight, M. He told me they would be perfectly safe in my bag while I was having dinner with the general.
Yvonne, this is a trap. These are the mobilization plans which were only completed this afternoon. They're supposed to be in the general's safe.
You've talked with the general?
K7 has talked with him. He said that Vlada begged him to have dinner with him, and that he finally agreed. After all, Vlada's the consul for his country.
Do you want me to keep the dinner engagement?
I'm not so sure yet, Ivan. K7 is down at intelligence headquarters now. He's waiting for a call from Vlada.
What's behind it all? Have you any idea?
Yes. K7 and I both believe this was a deliberate plot to break General Bartu. Just how this was to have been accomplished is another question. If this is K7, we'll know our next move. Hello?
M, this is K7. I've just received a tip from Vlada that a woman spy is dining with General Bartow at the Continental Cafe.
So that's how they're going to work it. What's the next move?
We've tapped the embassy telephone lines and found out that Vlada is taking the North Sea Express in an hour. Meet me at the station. We'll follow plan B.
Right. We'll start immediately.
Was it K7?
Yes, Yvonne. And now we've got work to do. Take the mobilization plans and put them in your bag. We're going to the railroad station.
K7 said we'll follow plan B. A few minutes later, Agent M and Yvonne entered the railroad station. As they did, Agent M was handed a note.
Monsieur, this is for you.
Oh, thank you. Wait, Yvonne. It's a note. Have Yvonne go to compartment 31 and give the plans back to Vlada, saying she escaped arrest at the restaurant. Join me at prearranged spot. Don't be seen with Yvonne. It's signed K7. That's all, Yvonne. I'm leaving you. The rest is up to you. Good luck.
A few minutes later, Yvonne knocked at the door of compartment 31.
Yes? Who is it?
Let me in. This is L21. Hurry.
Ah, you fool. Why did you come here?
Close the door. I telephoned you at the embassy. They told me you had left. I was nearly arrested in the restaurant.
Eh? What happened to the plans? Were they seized by K7?
How did you know it was K7 who came to the restaurant?
Why, never mind that now. Have you got the plans with you?
Yes. They are here in my bag.
All right, then. They have followed you here.
There she is, K7.
Arrest her. She has the plans.
What is the meaning of this?
This woman is suspected of being a spy, Vlada. The fact that we found her in the act of handing these mobilization plans to you makes it necessary for us to also arrest you.
Look out! Stop him!
sorry you had to see that happen, Miss Yvonne. Open his briefcase, M.
Yes. Just as you suspected, K-7. Here's another copy of the mobilization plans, and here are the coast defense plans and blueprints of the new bombing planes. This briefcase is full of secret documents.
But Vlada will never deliver them, M. His career as a spy is over. Vlada was clever, but his last plot ended his career instead of that of the man he plotted against. This affair was hushed up to prevent embarrassment to the nation he served. Listen for my next story. This is K7 speaking.